if you think about national champions in Wisconsin, you might think of Badger Athletics, the Packers, or maybe the UW-Whitewater's men's and women's wheelchair basketball teams. But here's another to add to the list. Madison's teams are the ones to beat at the annual African American History Challenge Bowl, which is sponsored by the national organization 100 Black Men. 2017 was no exception, with Madison's Wright Middle School coming out on top earlier this summer in New Orleans. Enos Ragland has been involved with Madison's chapter of 100 Black Men since its founding and brought along team member Jaden Wynn to talk with us. Jaden, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
And Enos, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Enos, how long has the African American History Challenge Bowl been around?
Well, it was started by the National 100 Black Men of America about 20 years ago as an effort to get more of our youth involved in academics and compete academically. And we've been participating for 19 years as a local chapter here in Madison.
And how do students get to be on the team, Enos?
We have a citywide competition. We have a great partnership with the Madison Metropolitan School District and Dr. Jennifer Cheatham. And we organize a citywide competition. So every middle school, we have 12 middle schools, and they all participate in the local African American History Challenge Bowl. And then we take the winners to the national championship, wherever it is. It moves around from year to year at the national conference.
And about how many teams end up at the national challenge?
It varies from year to year. It depends on the location, the individual finances of that particular chapter, a lot of different factors go into how many teams are compete every year. So it varies. Sometimes there's been like 15 or 20. Other times there's 6 to 8. But it's always a spirited competition.
I can imagine. And what's the age range of the students who are participating?
Well, there are two separate tiers. One is seniors, which is high school students, and then the junior division, which is middle school students. And we focus on middle school students as you know the group that we want to assist in learning more about our history and competing academically.
So, Jaden, how did you get involved? This was the Wright Middle School team that you were on. How did you get involved?
Well, so my social studies teacher, he picked a couple few students who seemed intrigued or more passionate about social studies, and he said he does this thing called the African American History Bowl, and so at once a week for like 3 years, we go in and we study a whole bunch of questions, and we just learned a lot, and so then first, I was originally going to be the extra, but one of the contestants moved away to Denmark, Soren, and so I had to like step up my game and I had to catch up with Micah, and I guess everything turned out well, as you probably know. And then, so we went to the competition, we won, and then after that, like 3 months, it was in April, and we left in June. So however many months after that, we had to like study like twice as hard because we had to know the questions in more depth. Well, I think we kind of overstudied because like it wasn't in that much depth, and like a lot of things that we really studied in depth, they didn't end up being on the bowl, but we still knew the stuff. So that turned out well.
So how much do you know in advance, Jaden? Like, do they give you certain topics or certain periods? Because African American history is a really big field to be studying.
Well, it's a book by Henry Louis Gates, Life Upon These Shores. So he stopped writing it in 2008 when Barack Obama was elected, and it starts all the way back in 1619, where the slave ship, the White Lion, brought the first 16 slaves over from Africa to Jamestown, Virginia. And it's just that entire time period from 1619 to 2008.
Wow, that's a lot. I majored in history. I know that's a big chunk of time to be able to master. Was there a particular time period or group of events or people in that you were studying that you especially enjoyed learning about?
I always like learning about. I liked it all, but I like learning about the segregation in the 50s and the Great Migration and the movements of African Americans and how they're progressing and how they basically kind of like built up the economy and stuff.
So, Enos, what's the format of the actual competition?
Well, it's based on a College Bowl format, where if you remember the old College Bowl, where you have to hit the buzzer to buzz in to be able to answer the question. If you get the question right, then you get the points. If you don't, then you can lose points. Mm. If you get the question wrong, then the other team gets an opportunity to answer the question. So it's a pretty intense competition, and it's very competitive, and we appreciate the commitment that young people like Jaden and others throughout Madison School District have committed to this, as well as the teachers and the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open to every student, any student. It's not just African-American students, because we feel it's important that everyone understands and learns our culture as well.
Sure. And so, Jaden, it sounds like besides having to know the material, there's also some strategy involved in whether you buzz in or not. Is that something that you and your teammates would talk about?
Yeah, we talked about that a lot because a lot of times it was a trick, because they say the question, it sounds like a certain answer, but then if we would just listen to the question, it would be something completely different. But then I just didn't want to give the other team a chance, so like a few times I'd ring it, and then like, but then they'd say like the last two words of the question, it would totally throw off my mind, and then we really had to think, and like one out of the three times it happened, and like the one in New Orleans, we got it right, but we won anyway, so I guess it's all right.
So New Orleans, I'm glad you brought that up, Jaden, because the national championship was in New Orleans this year. Was that the first time that you had been down there?
I've been down south. I've been to Louisiana, but I've never been to New Orleans, and I like New Orleans. It was a very great and interesting experience.
So what was it like? I mean, you competed. You obviously did really well here in Madison, that your team got to go to New Orleans. But what was it like knowing you were up against, you know, other really great teams? Did you have a lot of nerves? Or
yeah, we were nervous. So like before we won, we were like trying to convince ourselves to also have fun. We were just nervous all the time, and so we were just studying. We just wanted to learn it all in depth. And like on the plane, we were studying, and so but then like when we actually won, we felt pretty good about it we won, and so then like for the rest of the time, we got to feel happy about it and like not be so nervous.
Tell her what happened on the plane.
With the flight attendant lady?
Yes.
So our like other kind of like tutor type person, Emmanuel, also a mentor of the 100 Black Men, basically everybody we met that asked where we were going, he'd say, "We're going to a national competition in New Orleans." And she'd say, "What for?" "African American history." And so then she started quizzing us on stuff, and we got it right. And then she went on the loudspeaker and like said, "Everybody, these students," and she had to remember our names. She struggled with that. But she remembered our names, and then she just shouted us out on the loudspeaker on the plane, and it was just crazy.
Did people applaud for you?
Yeah, people applauded. And now we wrote a letter to her to tell her that we won, because she really wanted us to win.
So this was on the way down that she did that? Oh.
Yes.
It was crazy, because everybody we meet, they say, "Don't come home without a trophy. You got this, guys." Just building up our nerve every time they talk to us. I just look at Mike and Pawan. We just had fear in our eyes.
No pressure, right?
Yeah.
But you did win. And that's, first of all, congratulations. And Enos, this is not that unusual. Madison really dominates this competition.
Yes, we have been, we've won the national competition, I believe it's 5 times now. And we've come in second at least 4 or 5 times over the 19 years that we've participated in it. And it's a credit to our school system and our students and the parents and the coaches who commit to working with our youth to bring home the trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are known as one of the powerhouses in the organization for the African American History Challenge Bowl.
There are so many issues that 100 Black Men works on or is interested in, and certainly even more issues out in the community that could be worked on. How important is it for 100 Black Men of Madison to continue supporting these efforts of students like Jaden and the parents and the teachers to continue working on the African American History Challenge Bowl?
Well, we have a commitment to the youth and to our community, and we believe that if anyone should step up to the forefront to help, particularly our African American youth who are having a difficult time in our society these years, it should be African American men. And so we are an organization of men of means, and we use our resources and our connections to help our youth. This is just one component of what we do in the community, the African American History Challenge Bowl. And it's important, we believe, that our young people learn to compete academically. We learn to compete athletically but to compete academically is different, and to not be intimidated by tests and academic pursuits. And so that's important, because many times many of our kids lack the psychological confidence to succeed and compete. And so that's important.
So, Jaden, you were an eighth grader at Wright Middle School here in Madison when you competed. Now you're going to high school. You'll be at Memorial in the fall. Do you feel like competing and winning has given you some confidence as you start this big new adventure?
Well, I always believed myself to be a confident person because I'm not a very shy person. But, like, after winning, like, not many things make me as nervous anymore. Like, normally I'd be, like, super nervous to talk on the radio. But, like, being in front of all those people, like, really studying and just not wanting to fail really, like, makes you less nervous about other things, even if they're, like, really cool, like, talking on the radio or something. So, I guess, I am more confident going into high school.
Well, Enos, thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for inviting us.
And, Jaden, congratulations again, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Enos Ragland of Madison's chapter of 100 Black Men came by with Jaden Nguyen to talk about Madison's win in this year's African American History Challenge Bowl. Jaden was on the Wright Middle School team that represented the city in New Orleans. He'll be attending Memorial High School in the fall. Coming up after the news, we'll take a look at the stand-up comedy boom and its influence. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.